You All Miss Me?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best English book ever written.
Did you miss me or you didn't miss me? I signed up for the basketball tournament. Limited spots. Alright. No, the rule is that no one's allowed to take me. That's rule. Thank you so much.
If you meant to come to the basketball, then you'll go.
Intriguing question. Who is the worst Jew? If you had to say, who's the worst Jew? Worst Jew. No, who's the worst Jew of all time? Let's hear all the, come on, let's hear all. What? Which guy? Slavka. Come on, bring him all out. You're off, bring him in, come on. What? Steve. Who? Steve Jones? Who is the guy? Put him in there. Bring him on. Yair Lapid. Come on, he's on Bolivia. I don't need names. I need who? Achav
didn't make a smartphone. Come on.
Come on. So, and so forget it. We're not going to know who the guy is, right? But who is the what does he do? What's this guy do that he's the worst Jew? Who's the worst Jew in the goddamn world ever? The worst Jew. I mean, the only way to figure this out is to figure out from the level of punishment, right? So we know there's punishment of Skila, and we know there's a punishment of Tzayif and whatever, and we know there's a punishment of Kares, right? Let's say I told you that there's someone who has a punishment, and the only place in the Torah, and the only place in Shas, and the only place in Paiskin, and nowhere else in the whole world ever, is there somebody who gets Kares, and then the Pasuk says, not only that, like, you know, he's, you know, one last, he's still not dead yet, right? Kares, and then the Pasuk says, V'avoyin abo. Avoyin abo means what? Avoyin abo. And his avoyin, his aveiro, will remain. His aveiro remain. Meaning, says the Gemara, Gehenna will end, and he'll still be there. Right? And he's Eloi Chelik in Olam Haba. So now listen, you know, I would have thought like this. I'm like, I have a schmuck imagination. You know, that's, I would have thought it's like, you know, this guy brings in like a chazer into the base medrash, Ayin Kippur, I think it's Shabbos also. Right? And he brings in boink here, it's like everybody's dominating and screaming at Shem, and he bought Nehila of Psycha, and that kike he's not even gonna pay. Right? And he's sitting there, he's got his, you know, his thing comes up, remember, what's going on here? You know, dominating, right? And you're boink, and it smells also pretty terrible, right? It smells pregnant. And all of a sudden he comes in front of everybody, in front of the whole base medrash, right? And it's on Shabbos too. And I said his name Kippur, right? Is that good? And he in front of every, and he has a cigarette in all four fingers. Like that. Right? And he takes a sheath the knife in front of everybody. This like worst Jew content. Right? Not just a pitavka. And he makes a bracha latala. Right? And then he shuts the chazer on the hearing, going, oink! Right? And then he takes it in front of everybody, baruch! Right? In front of everybody, and he eats that chaz, and he eats the chel of the chaz. There is no chel of the chaz, but he's trying. Monsieur Snafesh. And he, this is of course all while he's taking a selfer. This is me. This is what I ate on Yom Kippur. Sending it to his friends, right? Look how happy I am. The Mustafa, that's the guy, right? I get that guy. That guy has a chelik in Olam Haba. Right? What's that? You know? Maybe it's a guy, you know, I don't know. It's a medrash. Right? He has a knife, right? And he comes and he, right? Should I get like really graphic? And, like, right? And he comes, right? And he kills, right? His wife. and her mother. He has a chelik in Eidam Abba. He's got a chelik in Eidam Abba. He's not the worst Jew. Huh? Who's the guy? Who's the guy? The worst Jew in the world. He's the guy. The worst Jew ever. And I know, take out the violin.
No one's a bad Jew. It's only a girl. You know, he had a hard upbringing.
Why are you a liberal idiot?
He's the worst Jew. You want to hear? I can tell you the worst Jew. But it's going to come as quite a surprise. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's a Gemara based on a Mishnah in Daf Sadi Tes in Sanhedrin. It's not really a Mishnah. Rabbeinu Yoyin brings it in, in his Sefer Shaar Tshuva, the 143rd Ois, till the 148th Ois. He talks about this a lot. It says it, Rabbeinu Yoyin, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Are you ready? Yeah. This is the guy, the worst Jew in the world. The worst Jew. It's a Jew, and he's the guy. He's Kares. Kares is a Chazakar Kares. He is the Metzias of Kares. He's, it says, the Maral says, Kaddish, if we say three times, because then it's done. He's the Metzias of Kedusha. We can't get more Kaddish than that. So, who is the guy that his entire Metzias is Kares? He's gone. He's not one of us. He has no chiluk in Eilam Haba, and he is done. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Daf Sadi Tes. It's a Jew. Are you ready? Are you ready? You've been mocked from the Rosh Hashiva a bit too much. Who's the Jew? You know who the Jew is? It's the Jew that is Mevaze, a Talmud Chacham. He's the worst Jew in the world. Ever. There is no one in Kol HaTorah Kula ever that is worse than him. No one. No, that's a Gemara. There's no one. It sounds like, some liberal idiot is going to have a very hard time with this, right? Not the murderer, right? Well, to do abortions in mitzvah, so we can't use that as an example, right? Not the murderer. Not the Ichleisnisht, right? Not the Ganif, but like a Bamish, somebody who's involved in all types of schemes and everything. Not him. The person that spoke against a Talmud Chachim, not the Gadol HaDor. He didn't speak against the Gadol HaDor. It doesn't see if you speak against the Moshe Rabbeinu and the Gadol HaDor. Right? It's a person that speaks against a Talmud Chachim. He's Ein Loi Chelik L'Oilam Abba. I can explain this. Because, I'm going to tell you the other side today. Right? I asked somebody... In my coil, I was going to speak about this somewhere else. So I asked somebody in my coil, do me a favor. Print me out one of these evil blogs. Get me some Moridik Lashon Hara about some Gadol HaDor. Some Gadol or something like that. And then I wanted to read what people write on these blogs. Just understand what we're talking about here. And anybody who's a part of this, and anybody who reads this, and anybody who promotes this, and anybody who sends this in, he's pushing the worst Jew in the world. So he printed me out something. It was so bad, I couldn't say it. I thought it would be like whatever. I couldn't say it. So I told him, listen, print out something about me. It was so bad that what he said about this Gadol HaDor, said whatever it's going to be about me. Right? What could be so bad? He's such a great guy. So I told him, print out something. Of course, he couldn't find anything bad about me. He found something bad about me, don't worry. It's unbelievable. I read this. I think to myself, there's two ways you could read this. One is this, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do to this person? He writes like this. He writes, I just listened to a shiur from Rabbi Kallis. I couldn't bring the paper because it's so painful for me. Right. I'm very sensitive, as you all know. Right. I just listened to a shiur from Rabbi Kallis about such and such topic. Right. You could tell that Rabbi Kallis is young. He doesn't mean young in young is geschmack. You could tell Rabbi Kallis is young. And a bit overzealous about the topic. And, of course, And when I spoke about this topic with my rabbi, she agreed.
Agreed
that, all right, even I'll admit that was just to get it back. she agreed that it's incorrect based on this and this. So I looked, I kind of wanted to see what exactly was it that I said wrong. And you know, my company is, my young immature friend, his name is Feinstein, right? That young, immature, overzealous individual. And you know, so I told the person, can you send it back? And then he goes, no, Rebbe, don't do it. If you do it, there'll be 43,000, you know, the other day. What did I do to deserve this? Well, because I learned Torah, because I teach Torah. What did I do to deserve this, right? But that's not the issue here. That's personal. That's personal. You know, there was a Jew named the Ritbaz. You all heard of the Ritbaz? Ritbaz, anybody from Chicago? Who's from Chicago over here? Nobody wants to admit it. All right, I'm with you, man. Right? There was a Jew named the Ritbaz. The Ritbaz was a Rav in Slutsk. The Ritbaz was a character. He was tough. Right? The Ritbaz was a great Jew. He wrote a Pirush on Yerushalmi. The Ritbaz was a Rav in Slutsk. The Ritbaz was a Rav in, afterward he went to Chicago. The Ritbaz was a Rav. He went back to Tzvas at the end of his life. There's many stories with the Ritbaz. It's actually one Murtik story I once heard from Rav Scheinberg. I don't know if Rav Scheinberg told me that he was present at the story. I don't know. It could be. He's quite an old person, Rav Scheinberg. I don't know if he was present at the story. He said when the Ritbaz was going from Chicago, you'll see why he had to leave. He had to leave Chicago because he held that shechita has to be done with like a shechita knife, you know. And the Chicago mafia disagreed with him, and so he had to leave Chicago very fast. And when he's on his way back, he was on his way going to Eretz Yisrael, going to Tzfas, so he stopped in New York. And the Skala at that time, the Matziv of the after the Depression, around the time of the, you know, American New York that then before the war, was, you know, the Jews threw their tefillin into the ocean on the way over on the boat. It wasn't the Matziv of when the Jews came from Hungary and from Poland and whatever to New York. It was a different Matziv. And he saw this. He saw that scholar. And he saw that there were people. There was no Torah. There was no yeshivas. Come on, nothing. This is going on in 1920. There's nothing there. Come on. So Ritbaz spoke I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was like one of the drush, like Shabbos Tshuva drush or Shabbos Gadol drush. They were mechabed him to speak as he was going on his boat back to Tzvas. And he said, Marty Kavart, the Shabbos Tshuva drush, told me this is why he called the Yeshiva Torah Or. What's the pshat? Well, the pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki ner mitzvah the Torah Or. So Ritbaz explains, what's the pshat that the Torah, that the pasuk over there explains that a ner is a mitzvah. A ner is like a mitzvah. A candle is like a mitzvah. But Torah is or. Torah is reckoned more with like a, is referred to as a fire, a flame, an or. So he said the pshat like this. He said, you have a fire of a candle. A wind comes, it blows it out. A wind will come, you have a candle like this. You blow it out, everybody knows. And Yontif, you had that one candle trying to like, you know 43 bubbles around you trying to warm themselves. Okay? And it goes out, the wind comes and blows it out. A fire, you remember like Boimer, you remember whatever. What happens when you have a fire and you have a wind? It just gets labedic. It doesn't go out. Adarabba, it flares it up. It makes it more geschmack. So the Ritbaz said, this was the whole drasha. He spoke for 3 minutes. He said, you know, over here in New York, I see that there's mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs. He said, if that's going to be your, it's mitzvahs. Some people give tzedakah. Some people, the daki still daven. Some people this. He said, if that's going to be your whole Yiddishkeit, then the flame of the haskalah, the wind of the haskalah is going to come and it's going to blow it out. Kiner mitzvah. Mitzvahs is a flame. If all the person has is mitzvahs, it'll get blown out. But Torah or. Torah is a fire. So all that happens when you have the skala and you have the winds of the skala and it blows and it blows. So what happens? It makes it more labedic. Right? And it makes the fire go up and more and more and more and more. And that's why Rav Aaron opened the yeshiva, the first thing he did when he came to America. Because he said, we're not opening up chesed organizations. We're not opening up shtibla. We're opening yeshiva. Because there's a skull over here, and the winds are blowing. That's the Ritbaz. Why am I telling you a story about the Ritbaz? I said you should know who the Ritbaz was. The Ritbaz was a great Jew. But the Ritbaz, when he was in Slutsk, understand this, the Ritbaz was in Slutsk. Slutsk was, Ravissa Zalman was the Rosh Hashiva of Slutsk. There was a Yid there named Shalom Eishishek. He was one of the Gedolei Ador. And the Ritbaz was the Rav of Slutsk. Okay? The Ritbaz had strong, he was a strong Jew. Strong Jew. And there were certain Balbatim in the community that were not happy with the Ritbaz, and they weren't happy with his, strength of, his Das Torah. They weren't happy with his Das Torah. So they decided to open up another Beis Din. Now you have to understand, this is in a world that a community at Slutsk had a Rav, had a Beis Din, had, you know, a hierarchy of the Rabbanis. And that's how it was. You know, there's still some towns like that today. I think Gateshead's like that, you know, but that's just, it's rare. You don't have that kimat anywhere in the world, but that Musig is what existed. That was the Musig. They were upset with Ribaz. They opened up their own Beis Din. Without talking to Ribaz, could be that, you know, there was a concept of opening another Beis Din, but they opened the Beis Din without talking to Ribaz. The Ribaz that Shabbos got up. This was toward the end of the Rav's, the Rav in Slutsk, his stay in Slutsk. The Rav got up in the shul, and he got up, and it wasn't like, you know, in young Israel, though he spoke very rarely inside the shul. And he got up and he said like this. He opened up the Aron HaKodesh, and he said, "Hey, look at Bashefer." He wasn't speaking to the Tzibur. He was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Hey, look at the Eibishter. Hey, look at Bashefer. You know, Volta Givain, if Rabbi Yaakov David, if it would be that Yaakov David, Ridbaz, Yaakov David, if Ridbaz, Yaakov David was a carpenter, they would not have done this." Referring to the people that opened this space. "And you know, if that Rabbi Yaakov David would have been a tailor, they would not have done this. And you know that if Rabbi Yaakov David would have been a shoemaker, that they would not have done this. But it's because I learned your Halakha Torah, and they don't like that. So they should all die within the year." Yeah, talk about socially awkward. The place, look at this, you can imagine you just said that in public, right? You just said that in public in front of like everybody. The place was like Mamisha, Rabbi Yaakov David went to sit down, he sat in a seat. So Rav Shalom Meshachek, he was the G'dayli, he went to Mrs. Zalman, he said to Mrs. Zalman, "I'm talking, you have to tell him, you have to do something." Mrs. Zalman was an Adela person. He was a very, very dim person. I can't say something. He told Shalom Meshachek, "Say something. You can't talk like that." Right? And so Shalom Meshachek went over to Ridbaz, and he said to him, "Rebbe, and if they don't die, it'll be a Chil Hashem." You know, like, what are you doing? How could you do that, right? What are you doing? So Yaakov David got up in front of the shul, and he said, "They're right. They're telling me that I can't say such a thing because it could be a Chil Hashem, right? And I'm chaser, right?" And he waited, and everyone started to yell at him, and, "Oh, you talk like that and this, that, right?" And he said, "They should all die within the month, right?" And every one of them died within the month, right? And the last one came to Rabbi Yaakov David about 2 days before he died, and he begged him mechila. He said, Michael, I was Michael on day one. Right? But a mavase a talmud chachem is karis for ein lo chelik lo oyel mabah. It's not my cover to be Michael, right? And he died the next day. You know, we're not talking about like a small thing, and that ma'isa is documented. You can find that ma'isa documented. It's not like some ma'isa issue with petition, you know. Right? He left Slutsk. He went to Chicago. You know, he came there like, you know, "I'm the guy that killed 5 people in Slutsk. Watch it, right? But the mafia has been running out." They're talking to Murdy. I want to read you a story. What's up, Shah? What? This was... Don't be nervous, he's dead. This was... Must have been, that story itself must have been 100 years ago. That actual story, maybe 105 years ago. 100... About 107 years ago. That was about... Like, we're already in 2019. 1912, yeah. Not 19. 1912, because I got out of there, I think, before World War I. No? So, you know, let me tell you a story. Right? You know, some people, they talk to G'dayli Torah, they talk to Rabbanim when things go. What are Rabbanim? Rabbanim are fire extinguishers. Right? When things go wrong, we need a Rav. I'll talk the flip side for a moment. Not talking bad about a Rav. What is a Das Torah? What does it mean to have Das Torah, to have a Shaitis to Das Torah, to have a Shaitis to somebody who, we think Rabbanim are fire extinguishers. We have a problem, we have an issue, we have a this, you go to our Rav. He puts out the fire, he breaks the glass, and puts out the fire. I'll tell you a Murdik story. This is a great story. When I lived in Panamiris, and I had a Shaitis Rav Scheinberg. This is right before I became a Rebbe in Tyror, and then afterward I became a Rebbe in his yeshiva. But I had a slight Shaitis. I used to go there Friday nights. I used to ask him Shaitis. They wanted to open a certain, not organization, I don't know what the right word for it. It had to do with renters' rights or whatever. It's a whole story which I don't want to go into now. Maybe a different time we talk more Chashim Mishpah. And so someone asked me if I would be the head of this renter's rights thing and whatever. So I said, "I'm not going to do it unless, you know, Scheinberg says it's okay, or, you know, it's in the community." So they went to Scheinberg, and Scheinberg told them it's fine, and that I should do it. And I did it. I did it for a short time. I was in charge of this whole thing or whatever. And then it started to cause a mamish machlekas. You realize that you're getting involved in renters and landlords, it started causing machlekas. And Lemaisa, so I kept saying, Rav Scheinberg told me to do this. I kept telling people, Rav Scheinberg told me to do this. I got and never spoke to Rav Scheinberg about it. But that's the person who's a Baal Neman. He's a Nemanthic person. He told me at the time. He wasn't lying. And so he went to, it came a matzev where there was a lot of, so I told the person, Rav Scheinberg, so let's go to Rav Scheinberg. The person said to me, so fine, go to Rav Scheinberg. So I went to Rav Scheinberg, and Rav Scheinberg, through the conversation, in the middle of the conversation, I still remember this like it was yesterday, because it was, you'll see in a minute, it was quite, well, Rav Scheinberg said, I never said they should, I said, this is the Shiva, I never said to do this. The person that got me involved in the organization, he was sitting right there. I said to him, you told me Rav Scheinberg said to do this. This is all going on in front of the other person who knows it's just one. So I said, you told me that Rav Scheinberg said this is Beseder. So he said, Rashiva, I came to you and I asked you, should Draghi Kallis run this organization? You said yes. Right? He said, yeah. You asked me, you're making an organization. Now you want to know, is Draghi Kallis the man for the job? I said, yeah. Right? I didn't tell you should start this organization. That second I said, I'm out, I have nothing to do with this anymore. Yeah, I walked out, that's it, I'm done. The end. The next day, it was Parshas Vayera. Next day, I came, that's how I remember it. So. Next day, I was learning the Ramban in Parshas Vayera, not our Parshas. You see, it's like even Lashma. The Ramban over there talks about there's something called Nach. It's in the back of some Chumashim. Over there brings a story. The Gemara Gittin brings a story. The Gemara Gittin and Davah brings a story about the Pelegish Begiva. You know the Pelegish Begiva? Come on, it's one of these Gishmaka horror films where he caught up the girl and sent her, you know, to all of this is what they did and whatever. And look at Shevet Binyamin. And Klal Yisrael went to war against Shevet Binyamin. You guys remember the story? It's Gemara Gittin, whatever. So they went to war against Shevet Binyamin. So they went to war. They asked the Rebbe Metumim who should go first. The Rebbe Metumim says Yehuda. They came to the war. I think 18,000, I don't remember the numbers, 18,000 got murdered, got killed in the war. They come to the Urim B'tumim, they said, you should go to war. The Urim B'tumim said, yeah, you should go to war. Next day, another, I don't know, 22,000, whatever the numbers were, died. The next day, they come to the Urim B'tumim, should we go to war? Are we going to be Matzliach? Yes, and they won, and they wiped out most of Shevet Binyamin. So the Ramban explains this murder. The Ramban over there is talking about Stoyim, and there's a lot of similarities between Loit and what Loit did with his daughter, Klape, to what, over there, but like, forgive or whatever, so, oh my. But the Ramban explains what happened here. He said they came to the Urim V'Tumim. And they came and they said to the Urim V'Tumim, we're not asking you if we should go to war. We're not asking you that, right? We're going to war, okay? Now we want to know who should go first. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to war. Yehuda is first. Yehuda, tough guys. Yehuda should go to war. Okay. They went to war, boom, wiped out the 18th. They come the next day, he said, okay, look, we made a mistake. Geis to Geis, we should ask for Shas. They come to the Urim V'Tumim. Should we go to war? So the Urim says, yeah, no, nice. They shaved up in Yom, they did a pretty bad thing over here. Yeah, should knock them out. Right? Go to war. They went to war. They got knocked out. The Klal Yisrael got knocked out. So now they realize, no. So they come back and they realize, no. We're asking you, should we go to war? Are you going to help us? Are we going to have Siyata D'Shmaya? Right? Now you're asking me. Now, yes, you should go to war. We're going to have Siyata D'Shmaya and I'm going to help you. And then they won the war. Right? I brought this to Scheinberg, who used to not speak on Shabbat. I brought this to Scheinberg. I showed him the Ramban. Right? All I did was I pointed to the Ramban and he went, that's what he did, like that. Well, pure Shadvarim. Right? We come sometimes to ask advice from Rabbanim, from Das Torah, from Chshuvim, from Talmid Chachamim. Fire extinguishers. We have a problem, or whatever. No? Right? They didn't ask me, should they make this organization? We're making an organization. We're not asking you that. Shah. Eh? Shah, you and all your tzitzis. Shah. Eh? We're telling you we're making so you get Draghi Kallis the man for a job? Hello? No? But we're not asking you. So, I want to read you one last thing. This tshuva is unbelievable. This tshuva is unbelievable. I want you all to remember this tshuva as long as you want. What is it to ask a Dam Klachim, to ask a Das Torah? What is it? What does it mean to have Das Torah? We think to ourselves like this. We also have a little Das Torah. We learn a little bit, right? Everybody say, I'm going to tell you Merdigzah. How much Merdigzah? Sutton doesn't want me to tell you this. He doesn't want me to tell you this because this is good. I don't care. I'm going to tell you, murder the Gazan. Okay? Do you remember there's something called the Regents?
No.
We have any New Yorkers over here?
Yeah.
Very good.
Stop learning English.
Oh, I'm not even going to start with you. Right? There's something that anybody made from the Regents, you know? There was something like the biology region, you know, where they, where in the firm school they take out, you know, then, you know, like this one you don't have to answer, this one you do have to answer, and whatever. Oh, thank you. That's good. What else you have for me? The basketball tournament, you know, make sure there's gate away. Imagine I went to a doctor. I went to a doctor about something. I told him something was bothering me. He said, maybe it's this. A person goes to a doctor, tells him, I think it's your liver. I think it's your liver. You tell the doctor, listen, that's a guy. I took the Regents, right? I know a little biology, right? It's great. I know a little biology, right? I took the Regents. I gotta think it's a circulation issue. University of Cairo. Well, you go to, I had, you know, my car issues now. I don't have those issues anymore. Remember all the stories I used to have about my car? Yeah, all the acting. He said, oh my gosh. Imagine one day I go to the auto mechanic, I go into the Rodriguez. He looks at the car, he opens it up, he goes, I think it's the carburetor. Imagine I tell him like this. I tell him, you know, I gotta think it's the fan belt.
Belt fan.
Yeah, I think it's the fan belt. He's looking at you, I'm Rodriguez, I'm a Reconforta. What are you gonna tell me what the issue with the car is? I'm Rodriguez, right? I'm a Matias of Paco, right? What are you talking about? Din Juan, right? What are you talking about? Would you have the chutzpah to say that? Would you have the chutzpah to tell him that it's the fan belt, you belt fan? Would you have the chutzpah? I come personally ask the Shiloh drug off. He's not just a dust tire or Shiloh, whatever. He says, I also have a little dust tire, 3%, 97% sushi, but I also have a shtickle dust tire. Also, so now I want to read you this Ramesh, and then we're done. But I want you to remember this Ramesh, it's in the 322nd page of the Igros Ramesh. This is unbelievable. Ramesh, over here in the 11th tshuva in Ebenezer base, has a tshuva to someone. I'm a smart. He wrote the guy's name. I'm going to say it because he wrote the guy's name. You never heard of him, but he wrote the guy's name. He has a tshuva to somebody who wrote against the tshuva that Ramosha wrote. Ramosha wrote a very controversial tshuva about artificial insemination and whatever. Very, very controversial tshuva. Extremely controversial. In its time, it was mamish controversial. Now it became a standard and an accepted psak. But it was an extremely controversial tshuva at the time. And Ramosha writes, to Yedidi HaNechbad Moi. Ramosha writes, you know, to my very, very dear Nechbad Moi, this Harav HaGoyin, this Moshe Chaim Ephraim Loth, Shita. Ramosha says his name. I have a right to say it. He says, Hinei kibalt et it. I'm going to read you from here to here. That's all I'm going to read you. I'm not going to read you the rest of the tshuva. Right? The name of the tshuva is Bedavar tshuva, you see, my tshuva in the 10th simin and the 71st simin in my other tshuva, Igor Shmaisha. And this is my, rebuttal. Rebuttal, Igor Shmaisha. Hinei kibalti mechtova ya arech me'oid. I received a very long letter. Hamole divrei toichacha. Filled with mussar. Filled with Musa. I'll call you the Doisa. Spilling over with Musa. Tigris Moshe. I'm actually if you die, that could be what you think. Nid Malay, that you think that my Chuba and Simon Yod and Simon Nayan Alf and Tigris Moshe could cause a Pirza Betaira Vikadushas Yichas Kladisa. You think that my Chuba is going to cause a destruction in the Yichas of Kladisa. It's Nicker from your Chuba. And you think that I'm going to be even offended and upset and hurt from the musa that you gave me in the tshuva, right? On the other Abba, on the other, you just know I'm the exact opposite. And in Yirgash Bizeh, right? I'm talking very misspoiled. Shani Raish and Msaim Anashim Bali Ruach, Shane of Misbaish, Shane Yerayim Beloy Misbaish. I'm very impressed that you are a strong person, you're able to give the Chacha even to the God of Lador. I'm spoiled that there's still people out there that still, you know, they want to fight for Kedushas Yisrael. However, Aval, you should know one thing. Aval, Ha'emes, Shein B'tvarim Shekasavti Sharesi Shum Dover. You should know there's nothing what I wrote that can cause Yigraim Chas V'Shalom Ezechilu B'tayir in Kedushas Yisrael. Nothing I wrote can cause a breach in Kedushas Yisrael. Ela toiras emis mi divre rabbi sein of Yishayim. Okay, va'ir, this is the line. This is it. Okay? I venture to say, I have pachat to say that I'm going to say that, but I'm going to say it. I'm not afraid of anyone except for God. Okay? This line is the most important line in all the Sefer Ikras Moshe. But you know by me, you know, there's like a hierarchy here, right? There's like Chumash, there's Shas, right? There's Shulchan Aruch, there's Mishnah Berurah, there's Rav Moshe. And that's the last stop on the train. Okay? And Rav Moshe, if you had this line, this is the line. Right? If you know this line of Ikras Moshe, then the rest of the Ikras Moshe has a value. If you don't know this line, then the rest of the Ikras Moshe is valueless. It's worthless. Ikras Moshe says, Va'ira shel kvayt ha'rasay al-zeh. You know where your ear comes from? He's talking to Yedidi, Agoin, Hanechbad, Hashlita, Hadis, Hadat. He says to him, you know where it comes from? It comes from Me'ashkofas, Sheboyim, Me'idiyas, Deyas, Chitzayimus. Because you have knowledge from the outside world, right? And if you don't realize, it can affect even a person of your stature. Even a person of your stature. Lahavin in the mitzvah Hashem in the Torah. For you to understand Torah. With the oisan deis, because in that world, things that are sheker, mizatrin, chas v'shalom, they can turn things that are aser to mutter and mutter to aser. And that's megal upanim b'Torah. And he says, more ridiculous, v'ani baruch Hashem, Eini loy mehem, loy mehamoina. Kol hashkafasi hu rak miyadiyas ha-toyra. There's nothing in this body except for Torah. Nothing. B'lishum ha-roides miyadiyas chitaynas. I know nothing else except for Torah's Hashem. Shemesh b'teh emes. Bein if it'll cause a chumra, bein if it'll cause a al-kula, bein atayim and mishkafas chitaynas as far as b'duz me'alev klum. So all of your thoughts are gor nisht. And even if you think you'll be machmir in Viladimian, that you think you're going to think that this is more for Tyrus Yisrael. And now, at the Nadaber, and I'll tell you in Halacha why you're not, right? And then he goes on for the thing, and then he ends up, Yedido, my buddy, Moshe Feinstein. That's what it means to ask a Kasha to a Talmud Chachim. That's what it means to ask a Kasha to a Talmud Chachim, to a Das Torah. That's what it means. It means not that there's Negias here, not that there's coming from it, it's going into what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell me to do. But I'm not going to be, I would add one word, I would ruin it, right? I'm not going to, good job, good job, good job, good job. He was talking about artificial insemination.